Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
Do your children, well, your young children, do they ask for skincare products? The actress Shay Mitchell's come in for a lot of criticism online after she recently launched a new skin company with face masks that are specifically designed for young children. Kigo is with me here on the line today. You've twin daughters, Kigo. Do they look for skincare products?
Happy Tuesday. Not only are they not looking for skincare stuff yet, they barely use soap. They're kids, you know, so they have a lot of time to worry about, especially their young girls, a lot of time to worry about appearances and all that that happens as a young girl grows up. I just want to keep them, obviously I want to shrink them down back to being babies, but we can't stop them growing up. So I want them to just relax and enjoy their time before teenagerdom hits. They're in sixth class now, going into secondary school next year, so it's all going to kick off for us then. But look, this pressure, social media, makeup, all that sort of stuff, we don't need that for the kids.
But as sixth class students, I'm sure they're hearing and seeing some in their own class, their own colleagues and, you know, friends in school, Kigo, that are looking for, and I'm sure already using skincare products.
Oh, 100%. They tell me that there's already a little crew of them that disappear to do their makeup at different points in the day, you know, and they're all on social media, which is a problem. They all see these unrealistic ideas of what they're supposed to look like, you know, but that's nothing new. Like, I grew up with Batman and Hulk Hogan, so it's always been unrealistic all the way along. It's just a matter of kind of supporting them and letting them grow up as they're supposed to grow up.
Yeah.
And when that time comes, you know, as the young girls grow up, that's it. And then I'll have a baseball bat for the boys chasing them around. That's it, you know.
What about you, Deirdre? Do you have young daughters, young girls looking for skincare products and a skincare regime?
I have a 16-year-old daughter, and I totally agree with the other caller. Like, let them be kids when they're kids. When they get into their teenage years, there's not a lot of joy for a lot of them. So,
and what are they looking for?
Oh yeah, sorry. I thought I lost you there. So, like, she was mad into makeup when she was much younger, and then she slowly grew out of it. And now she doesn't use makeup at all. And she does do a little bit of skincare because her skin has, you know, with hormones and everything, her skin has changed. We have gone down and we've talked to experts. Like, we went to the Skin Nerd, and she recommended products suitable for her skin. But I think the products that are being advertised through this this influencer are, oh my God. Yeah, I would not be on board with that now at all.
I'm actually looking at a picture here, and I'm sure a lot of our listeners have probably, if you've young kids at home, you've probably already spotted these online and social media. So they're in a kind of a nude colour beige face mask package.
Yeah.
And it's a little, you know, there's like a panda and there's a little bear, cartoon style. There's a unicorn, a little white and purple and pink unicorn. And it's called the Everyday Facial Sheet Mask. And it's Rini, R-I-N-I is the brand name. And this is the new company that's been launched by actress Shay Mitchell. And then when you actually look at the face mask, you know, when you open up the package and you take it out and the child puts it on their face, like, it's a white sheet face mask that looks effectively, you know, like a panda, so that it is attractive and it is appealing to young children. But you'd have to ask, should skincare companies, Deirdre, should they even be allowed to target young kids like this?
No. And I think this is American capitalism at its finest, you know. And even the wording on that packaging, which I hadn't noticed before, Andrea, like, every day. So they're trying to push this for parents to use it every day with their kids. Like, kids don't need it. And I'm sure if you had any skincare experts on here, they would agree. Like, kids do not need it. But it's this pushing of products all the time and making us parents feel guilty because we're not getting the new thing for the kids.
I know there'll be people now who'll get in touch, Deirdre, though, and say the only reason the products like this, though, are on the market and for sale and being targeted or pushed at children, parents are obviously buying them.
Yeah, but that's the strength of marketing for you. You know, that's the power of marketing, is these people who are big influencers. Like, she's 30-something million followers. So there's a lot of people buy into her lifestyle. And she's totally capitalizing on that and taking advantage of it. And like, I know she says she's young children herself. She's young girls. She develops the products because of them. But I think it's just so unnecessary. And it's creating issues for children, for girls going forward, who are already going to have issues, you know, with social media and everything. But why start at like 3, 4, 5? Oh my God, no.
Listener here says, my daughter is 7. She might do not but a, you know, kind of some cream or face mask with me for the crack, but it's not a skin routine. Putting all the chemicals on their skin so young will actually potentially make their skin, you know, even worse or bad. It's shocking that they've even been allowed to brand these kind of products for children. Yeah. What about you, Mary McCarthy? Mary, of course, Irish independent columnist. You're a parent. Do you have children at home looking for kids' face masks?
Hi, Andrea. Listen, I agree with Deirdre there. It is so cynical. It's actually a problem because it takes it up another level. So there's nothing really wrong with your daughter wanting to do a face mask with you. Like, I had that with my daughter. She's 15 now. But from kind of 10, 11, she was interested. You know, that's not the problem. We've all dressed up in our mom's high heels, you know. But marketing at these kids. So what they're doing then is they're saying, well, this is what you should be doing, you know. So it's kind of planting that seed in kids that they should be concerned about their appearance early on. And then that feeling of inadequacy, like if that sets in early, Andrea, everyone knows a friend who looks absolutely gorgeous, but she always feels she looks terrible, right? Mm. It's like a gravity on your life, you know, and if you set that in too early. And that's what's happening with all the skin products for kids. Like you have Drunk Elephant, like even the Sol de Janeiro. I mean, that costs a fortune. And I'd say from the age of 11, my daughter wanted that. And, you know, you were saying there, it's the parents buying the products. And this is what's like, this is what's keeping that brand Drunk Elephant, like in Brian Thomas, selling out every Christmas because parents are buying it. And the problem is, parents feel pressure too. So, for instance, I forked out a fortune on my 13-year-old a couple of years ago. She wanted acrylic nails because everyone had them starting school. Like, I mean, I actually couldn't believe it. And I thought that she'd be going into school on her first day. She'd be the only one with the nails done. But they actually all had their nails done.
They all had the acrylics, had the extensions.
They all had, yeah, I've never even got them. I was like, listen, I've never even treated myself to this. But I did it because I didn't want her going in. You know, it's so silly. And she's actually grown out of it a little bit now. Yeah. Well, a little bit. Like, she'd still like to get it done, in fairness, but she wouldn't feel that big pressure. But you could see at the time she wanted to be her nails done like everyone else. And I feel in Ireland, it is kind of worse. Like, I live now in Brussels. And, I mean, you do have Sephora and, you know, in France and there's all these, but it does feel like it's a little bit older. Like, whereas in Ireland, I do feel it's, and the UK as well, and in the States, it is worse. It's earlier. And if you look at the influencers online, there's actually a lot of mom and daughter influencers, which I feel is just shameless, you know, because
why?
You know, the mom is kind of, well, because the mom is kind of capitalizing on, I mean, I'm talking about like, you know, you've got 16-year-olds and their mom and they're just flogging all this stuff. And I just feel you're capitalizing on the feelings of inadequacy of young kids and teenagers, and you're selling these unattainable lifestyles. You know, I mean, there was one influencer that my daughter looked at, and she got a Dior ring for her for Christmas. I think she's like about 15, and I just feel it, again, it's like these face masks. They're planting this seed that you're not okay as you are. You need to be doing a face mask, even though you're only, you know, 7 or whatever age these. I mean, I don't know if you're looking there, Andrea, at Shay Mitchell's Instagram feed there. She has a picture of this girl. She looks about 6 and she's got this plastic, like a see-through face mask on her. And it's actually, I just find it so actually kind of disturbing.
No, I should say Shay Mitchell's brand, Rini, she says it isn't about beauty, it's about self-care. It's about teaching our kids that taking care of themselves can actually be fun, gentle and safe. Katrina Ryan is with us as well, Mary. Katrina Ryan, professor and consultant dermatologist at the Institute of Dermatologists. Like, do kids this age, do they need to find ways to take care of themselves and to take care of their skin like this, Katrina?
Absolutely not. And this is something I feel very strongly about. And this isn't, none of this problem, I agree with everyone who's just spoken. The problem isn't skincare here. It's the beauty narrative. It is, you know, at this, these masks are being aimed at children from 3 and above. Like, absolutely terrifying that that's even brought in. This focus on beauty and beauty focused messaging at such a formative age, like such young kids have such long-term psychological impact, you know, self-esteem, body image, satisfaction, all of this sort of thing. And it's the power of YouTube and TikTok. We, you know, people can't get their kids away from it. So the mothers are buying because the kids are asking for these things and from a very early age.
But hang on, but at 3 years of age, Katrina, though, like at 3 years of age, if your daughter is asking for a face mask and thinks that they need this every day as part of some regular skincare daily regime, like surely the parents can step in and say
no. The answer is no. The answer is no. And I think this is something that needs to be dealt with. You know, first of all, regulation through you know, social media and the power that these influencers have on such vulnerable minds, but also in our schools, you know, bringing it back to basics, you know, when it comes to skincare, beauty, the only thing that any 3 year old should be putting on their face is sunblock, you know, washing the face. Like if this can be turned around, something that's considered nerdy, like sunblock, the vast majority actually of damage to our skin is done before the age of 18. My kids, put, you know, they're 5 and 6, they get sunblock on their face every day before they go out.
Now, okay.
They are the children of a dermatologist.
Yeah.
But that is absolutely that all that will ever go on their faces.
What damage could be caused, or like what could happen for young children? Like if you say three-year-old going around today with a face mask on their skin.
The face mask that you're seeing here wouldn't typically cause damage outside of that whole psychological impact that we're talking about, because they're moisturising, unless they have allergic reactions, though, obviously, and we can be allergic to any component of formulation. It's more the drunk elephants and the serums and that were being targeted towards tweens and teenagers that had actives in them that can cause bad irritant contact dermatitis, eczema, exacerbate conditions. The other thing when kids get a bit older and they're putting their 10 layers on morning and evening is acne cosmetica. Like they actually cause congestion of their skin and acne breakouts because they're literally they're plugging up their pores. So all of this is very concerning. But more because of these unrealistic beauty norms that we're imposing on kids at such a young age and these routines that kids are getting into, that whole beauty shed thing that was the morning shed thing that was going on for a while, people spending 2 hours a night time, teenagers getting their skin ready for the next day. To me, it's horrifying.
What's happening in your own house, Siobhan O'Neill White from mams.ie? You've teenage daughters. Have I got Siobhan?
It's got a bit better than it was. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Are they looking for skincare products?
My daughter started looking for skincare when she was about 10. She wanted Drunk Elephant, Sol de Janeiro. I mean, they have a product called Bum Bum Cream. I mean, what does a 10-year-old need with that? It's absolutely insane. And we resisted as much as we could. And then for Christmas, she really, really, really pushed Drunk Elephant, Sol de Janeiro. Really, all my friends are getting it. So we got her some of the little Sol de Janeiro sprays, like little, they're like kind of mini perfume. That was the compromise, because there's no way I'm going to let her slather her skin in those kind of products too young. And they're just TikTok, even though she didn't have a phone. And she's only got a phone now, she's 13, she's only got her first phone. We tried to kind of keep her away from all that kind of stuff, but it's not possible because other kids have phones from the age of 9 or 10. So just because she doesn't have one, she's still coming home saying, all my friends are getting Drunk Elephant, all my friends are getting Sol de Janeiro, and I need to get it because all my friends are getting it. And that's a problem that's generational. Every generation of kids is
Asha, there's always something, I know.
Yes,
but there's plenty of texts then from listeners today, Siobhan. You know, like this texter here, right, there's loads of these. Parents talking about feeling pressured. Act like parents. You are the parent in the house.
Listen,
and you can say no.
You're the parent. You're not their friend. Your job is to protect them. And to say no when it's appropriate to say no. So my daughter's now starting to push the boundaries of wanting to stay out a bit later. And we're just like, no, but all my friends are allowed to stay out. I don't care. No. But these products, this one particularly, the Shea Mitchell range, really, when I went onto the website and I saw little children with face masks, I was horrified. They look like something out of a Michael Myers film. It's awful. It's creepy and it's awful. I will say, I like the idea of doing something with your children that's about self-care. I think that's lovely, but you do not need to buy face masks for 5, 6, 7, 8, 9-year-olds.
No, they're aloe vera recovery masks is the product.
I don't care what they are. I don't care what they are, Andrea. You shouldn't be putting a face mask on a child that age. You absolutely should not. We do a little thing here, and we did. Mine have turned into teenagers now, so they're all feral. But just before they turned into teenagers, when they were still lovely and they liked snuggles and all that, we do little massages. Like, we have one of these little head massage things.
Oh, yeah.
Where, you know, the little head scratchers?
Yeah, yeah.
And we'd take turns, you know. I'll do your head for 10 minutes and then you do mine. That's self-care. That's doing something nice with your kids. And then,
I know, you're not throwing something on your skin.
We do massages and things like that as well. So there's loads of things that you can do with your children. Even the other night, my daughter was tired. I said, hop up on the couch there, give me your feet. And I rubbed her feet for 20 minutes and she fell asleep and she was delighted. She's snoring her head off.
Listener says, I'm furious listening to this about cosmetics for Barbies. It's all a total money-making racket. All these kids, little kids with perfect skin, putting all of this sort of, you know, product, don't know what's in it, onto their face. Isolde White is a psychotherapist and author. How hard is it for parents to say no, Isolde?
I think a lot of parents find it difficult to say no, but it's like that's what's important in parenting is a capacity to say no and find a way maybe of saying no in a somewhat gentle way that offers an alternative. But also, I mean, I think it's really important. I mean, I think that for parents at this time, it is incredibly difficult. You know, we went through a process of stopping advertising to kids on TV over the years. And now we're here with kids being faced with this kind of marketing pressure, cosmetics pressure, and no regulation of it. And it's really important that, in fact, we find a way of explaining to children, you know, starting to develop their critical thinking skills about managing these things. And it's not self-care. I mean, like that lovely suggestion of a massage or sit down and make a home face mask of yogurt if you have to, whatever, you know, and do something with the kid. I think, you know, a lot of the times parents are time poor as well. And finding some way of clawing back time and spending that time with kids and staying off the social media. But look, I don't want to be giving out to parents because I know how difficult
it is. But you would have to ask, does a 3-year-old really need, you know, skincare products and some sort of kind of facial skincare regime? Katrina, just on this, there's a listener here says, my 9-year-old asked for the Sol de Janeiro products. We got her a travel pack. I took the bum cream out. Like, surely a 9-year-old doesn't need to start tightening their skin. You know, like, sure, it's...
No one needs to start tightening their skin. So you don't even start to lose collagen until the age of 25. So there's absolutely never a need to use anything like that, like anything active until that time. You know, as far as I'm concerned, it's cleansing your face morning and evening and using a sunblock, preferably a physical sunblock, a zinc-containing sunblock every morning, and that is it.
That, I suppose, I should say too, this texter goes on to say, you know, the child barely uses the travel pack at all. It was just the novelty of having it, I suppose, sure, if all the other friends in the class have it. If you're a parent, if you've kids asking about skincare products and like the idea of even, I think, having any kind of cleansing regime at all at this age is totally bananas. But I can understand in today's TikTok world, they all do. The email's lunchtimelive@newstalk.com. That's Katrina Ryan, Isolde White, Siobhan O'Neill White there as well, Keigo Mary McCarthy, thanks a million, Deirdre as well, for getting in touch.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.